Well, we need to be aware that there is a lot of construction taking place, and it's getting started this spring and will be continuing through the year. And that's really good news because that means our roads are being maintained and improved. But with that comes the need to shut the roads down to, you know, lane reductions or speed reductions in those areas and to allow the work to take place. And that means we have highway workers in those work zones, and we just need people to pay extra attention, drive alert, and give those workers room to do their jobs so that we can get through safely, they can get home safely, and, you know, everybody comes out a winner.
Give them a break.
Yes, give them a break. Move over when possible. Just allow them to do their job safely. They are working for you. Allow them to have that safety too. You know, one thing we tell people is that if you slow down 250 from 60, so just a 10-mile reduction in speed for 25 miles, you only lose 4 minutes of travel time. 4 minutes. And that's 25-mile section of road. So, you know, 99% of work zones are much shorter than that. You know, they're usually around 4, 5, 6, maybe 8 or 9 miles. So we're talking a fraction of that. So we're really talking about just losing like a minute or two of time. I know it seems like it's an hour or maybe 4 hours or something like that when you're in a hurry and you're trying to get where you're wanting to go, but just a minute or two extra can mean the difference between life and death.
Well, that's a good way to put things into perspective for some of us who just get very impatient very quickly.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And I'm right there too. I mean, you know, I'm like, ugh. But then I stop and think, and I think, you know, what's more important?
Kim Stitch with the Kansas Department of Transportation, KDOT, on the show this morning. Well, tomorrow is a very important day when it comes to National Work Zone Awareness Week. You're encouraging everyone to go orange. Why do you choose the color orange, Kim?
Well, first of all, KDOT loves orange. It's just such a fabulous color, and it's also KDOT's safety color. And when you approach a work zone, you see those orange cones, you see those orange signs. Orange means work zone, and that is also associated with safety. So we want people to wear orange tomorrow to highlight the efforts of our workers and also show them appreciation. So, you know, orange is a fun color, and it can, you know, highlight that safety effort and keep everybody focused on work zone safety.
Very good. Tomorrow, Go Orange Day. Let's all celebrate and also show our support for those men and women out there working on our highways and byways during National Work Zone Awareness Week. Kim Stitch with KDOT, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for these reminders as the travel season moves into full swing.
That's exactly right, Jim. This week is a great time to highlight work zone safety, but it is important all year long.